CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Adrian Groenewald. This is our leader interview today, and it's the second part of our Leadership Masterclass. With me, of course, Louis Groenewald, the two Groenewalds, the old man. And our special guest today for the leader interview is Ursula Deploy, Sales and Marketing Director, ComputerShare. But more particularly today, interestingly enough, we'll focus on her being the founder of Change a Life South Africa, and also tour director, and we'll explain more about that in a moment. But we're talking to her via Skype, recording this interview for the show on Monday. She's doing the Argus with some of her Change a Life compatriots, and she's therefore in Cape Town, and it's great to have her on online. Hi, Ursula.
Hello, Adrian.
It's good to have you with us. So you just landed now, like half hour or two ago in Cape Town.
Yes, we are in sunny Cape Town. I believe it's raining in Johannesburg.
Yeah, thunder.
Just landed. The planes were full. All the cyclists are there. It's a festive time in Cape Town.
Yeah, I've never managed to do that. Maybe one day.
One day with Change of Life.
Yeah.
You'll be the same, Adrian.
We must put it on the agenda for the next 10 years.
Good.
So I'll tell you at your 20th anniversary, because this is your 10th anniversary, but let's tell people a little bit. I mean, when I look at Ursula, I simply call her a mover and a shaker. In my view, what she touches moves. And to us, in our minds, that means she's a leader. So that's why we have her on the line for this very unique project. Over and above the fact that she's been the sales and marketing director for ComputerShare for a couple of years with Stan Lodge there, and they're doing great, marvelous work. But our focus today is Change a Life, South Africa. I've been aware of this for a couple of years. It's their 10th year anniversary, if I'm not mistaken, and I saw a short video clip on Facebook a couple of days ago of what they've achieved. So before we go there, Ursula, how and why was Change a Life born?
Adrian, you know, it happened 10 years ago. One of our senior executives were murdered. That's really where the whole Change of Life initiative was born. We had to notify all our clients to say that he's passed away. And they all came back and said, what can we do about crime in South Africa? And that's really where the idea came, was to maybe organize a cycle event for our senior executives and get them to participate. And all the funds that we then raise would go towards crime prevention and victims of crime. That's really where the idea came from.
That's where it all came from. And of course, it's evolved over the years. But just tell us again exactly what it does these days, or the last few last few years. People cycle together, but you take them on tours. Just a little bit more about the intricacies of what you do.
I think, Adrian, you know, I think when we did the first one and it really went well, and Russell Lopes at that time was CEO of the Stock Exchange, and he says, look, guys, we need to give this tour some legs, and let's support Ursula, and let's come and raise some funds for her to organize another tour. And we then decided, well, we'll only have two, and then maybe we'll just go on the Rovers Rail, because we knew that there was a gap in the market to do something that's different, maybe by invitation only, and create a bit of a networking platform as well. So we decided to charter the Rovers Rail train, and we went to Lesotho, and I think the rest is history. The third year, it was so oversubscribed that we had to invite participants by invitation.
So CEOs or influential leaders who love cycling, I mean, that's the first trigger point. They must get involved. They can get involved. And then the funding, or the funds that you started generating, you've implemented it, or implemented it where so far? Where have you distributed that?
You know, what we did was we were very cautious not just to use the funds and it goes into a black hole. I mean, we raised 4 million rand. We raise about 4 million rand every year. We take 72 CEOs on the cycle event so that we can make sure we look after them properly. And the event, it gets paid for by sponsors. So all the funds that the participants pay to participate in this event goes directly to the projects. I think that's important to mention, because they feel that everything that they put in goes somewhere. So There's no cost that gets paid for by all the funds that we raise. And we then wanted to find individuals, that's ambassadors, that really changes lives. Mm. And we found somebody called Martin Dreyer, who's been on your show before. Yes. I mean, he's doing amazing, amazing work in the Valley of a Thousand Hills. Mm. We found a rape crisis in Kalicha, where they needed some help, where we could build a center for them. We, of course, our flagship was the DNA project. Adrian, you've heard a lot about the DNA project, where we had to lobby. We wanted to build a database with everybody's DNA. And last year in September, Zuma actually signed, our president signed the bill, which means we are going to change thousands and thousands of people's lives. So we really look for ambassadors that don't sit in the air conditioning offices. They act actually out there and changing lives.
So just for those who might be totally ignorant, the DNA project, just round that off, tell us a little bit more about it.
DNA Project was a lady that we met, Vanessa Lynch. She's a lawyer. Her father was murdered actually here in Cape Town, and all the DNA was destroyed, and they were never able to catch any of these criminals. And she then decided that she really wanted to do something, but she needed funding, and she was talking to people in Europe to assist her to build a database. How do we build a database that when there is a crime, that you could use that database, and when there's another crime, that you can run this DNA against the database? And it has just been an impossible task, because we had to lobby and get this through Parliament. And in September last year, she actually got that right. And now, from now on, they would take the people's DNA when there's a crime, and it's just going to be so much easier to actually catch these guys that commit the crimes.
Yeah, so as we see in the US on these shows, they always check the DNA, or they check, yeah. Oh.
Yes. But Africa, we had that, so that's awesome. So it's changed our life. It's taken us 9 years, and I think that's been a great breakthrough in South Africa to change people's lives.
Ursula, I'm just a little bit more interested. That video that I saw, so on Facebook, you kind of summarize the successes that Martin Dreyer and them had in the Valley of a Thousand Hills. That's a remarkable story. A guy who won the doozy for seven times. He's done other amazing things. And from that, he then decided to multiply his skills, and he's been training the local youngsters who just looked at all these rowers every single year. It's such a beautiful story, but you've had other successes along the road.
Yes, and I think, you know, we last night, we actually, when we go on this tour, we always have a pre-event function, and then we always have an after function after the tour, just to remind all our participants why we do this. So I think that's why I made that little storybook video, because I wanted to remind people that we do have fun when we cycle together, but it's all about changing people's lives. And last night we had our function, and I mean, you see all these CEOs, the captains of the industry, sitting in this at this venue, and I mean, we all get emotional because we can't believe that only 72 people can change so many lives. And Martin was telling us that he's also RMB Bank has also came on board and used Change Your Life's platform to have a mountain bike academy. And we also, I mean, now we've got black winners that, you know, that get onto the podium. And also merchants, I would like to mention, because this is new, has started a running academy also in the Valley of a Thousand Hills. So let's hope one day, Martin is not going to forgive me for this, but let's hope one day we can produce a Comrades winner in the Valley of a Thousand Hills. But he just shared some of his successes with us last night, Martin, and said that, you know, the one-day doozy, we managed to get first, second, and third. I mean, it's amazing. It was a white sport, and now the blacks are dominating the entire race.
Such a wonderful story of yeah, we talk of CSI and so on, but very often you can't track something over 10 years and show tangibly the impact it's had on people's lives. So we commend you for that. What kept you going? I know you're a mover. Things must move. And as long as it moves, you'll be happy. But what kept Ursula so passionate? I've kind of touched base with you over the years on and off, and the passion has always remained right up there.
You know, Arden, I think it's amazing when you, you know, if you think about it, we've raised, I think it's important to say that we've raised over 35 million rand in the last 9 years.
Yeah.
And that's just 72 leaders that do that. And I think, you know, it's so awesome to give and to just, you know, sometimes it doesn't even have to be money. It's just to give and to, and it's so wonderful if it's tangible and you can actually see the change. And I know it's, for me, priceless to see these guys, you know, they're all leaders. And when we go on these cycle events, they like push each other up these hills and they work together. And, you know, we've got amazing leaders in South Africa and I learn from them every single day. And I think that's what keeps me going. It's just amazing to give back to the community. And we know that we can make a difference. You don't have to put in a lot of money. It's just if the passion is there, you can make the difference.
Louis, you want to come in here? It's a wonderful leadership project. We've got lots of needs in our country. And, you know, a lot of businesses do put back into society. So I've been watching this with a keen eye. And, yeah, it's a wonderful example of leadership.
What we love, you know, it's pretty well. We've been involved with leadership, with quality leaders for years and years. The way you've adapted because of your faith and your tenacity, you've adapted the program to fit the people that contribute. Those are all of them are very busy executives, but you find a common interest and you appeal to that part in all good leaders, and that is to make a difference. So in spite of the fact that they have these very busy programs, your project, and basically as Arden was saying, your passion, your enthusiasm formed this into a very viable project. So you prove that in South Africa all things are possible if we don't just stare blindly at the wall, but at the possibilities. So we thank you for that, Ursula, really.
Oh, Louis, thank you so much. Thank you. And I can maybe just mention, Louis, that, you know, it's the August weekend, and there's 45 of us who's going to start at 15 minutes past 7, and we're all going to wear our Change of Life shirts. So this tour has also involved in having little training rides, and then these business leaders bring all their friends, and the circle gets bigger and bigger, and everybody feels so proud to be part of Change of Life. And it's last night when I sat in that room and I looked around me and I saw that these are the CEOs of top companies on the JSE, and you just see that they just enjoy giving back and they can see where the money is going.
Something interesting though is this is not just, I don't know how to say this right, but it's not just clinically the project. A lot of these people have built such a camaraderie. They actually cycle together in the week. You know, it's not just at the main cycle events and the tour into some exotic place. There's much more here. It's become a really tight-knit, passionate community in a way.
I can call it. You know, they called it last night when Gerald de Kock was our MC. You were saying, this is a change of life. It's a family, Adrian. Mm. You know, I've been in marketing, and my job is to find new business. And you know how difficult it is just to get past the secretary to speak to these guys. Mm. That's busy. They've got busy programs. I mean, all of us now that is part of the Change of Life family have got cell numbers, and we can phone the Adrians, the Russells, the Nicky Newton Kings, the Nicolas. We can phone them directly, and they'll take our calls. And I think that's what's so valuable, that it's also a platform for these guys to get together and to talk business and you know, maybe change our economy, because it's just they're there, and they feel, and then there's a trust element in it. And I think that's a huge, huge big advantage, I think, for the guys that's part of our Change of Life family.
Do we have enough of these initiatives out there, Ursula? I mean, lots of corporates are doing lots of things. Just your view?
You know, I think we need more. Adrian, we take, like I said, this year we're going to Mallorca. It's our 10th tour.
Where's that?
Because every year we try and do a different venue. And, of course, a lot of effort goes into there. We've got 2 full-time people that works for me who puts all of this together, Lizanne, Brenda. I mean, they are amazing. They're as passionate as I am about it. And when we're on the tour, we've got 40 people in the background running this tour. But what is interesting, Adrian, is that there's a waiting list of at least 45 CEOs that's waiting to go on this tour, which we just can't accommodate. So, I mean, surely there must be an opportunity to do more of these things. And I wish I had more time, and I would have done more. But maybe in the future, we always look at changing things. Maybe I'll be back on your show in a year's time and say, well, we've changed it and we're doing something new, or we're doing two of them. But I think that exclusiveness is important. They like to have to know that it's an exclusive event, and I think there's a little bit of element there in there that's also important.
So it's exclusive, but we are making a difference. We can show it tangibly. Our country needs it. So I think you've got all the elements to make it a very successful project. if a business does this sort of thing right, what can a project like this do for an organization that people don't always think of?
You know, I think in my case with ComputerShare, you know, it was really an initiative that I started with, of course, Stan Lodge, our CEO's absolute 100% support. But you know, it gets so many people involved in the business, because we're not a cycling business. I mean, we're one of the leading registrars in the world. But it's the mindset, the teamwork, the people that come on board. I mean, the 45 people that we take with us on the tour is all people that work for ComputerShare, or some of Martin's canoeists or cyclists. But none of these people get paid to do this. So they all come and they just give their time, and they're there, and they build these relationships with these captains of the industry. I mean, amazing that you get junior people, maybe people working in your logistics, who's got that access to a Nick Kohler or a Nicky Newton King, and they have conversations. I mean, isn't that amazing for people that's on the ground to have access to these people? I just think it's amazing. Just awesome. Really great.
Arden, can I just mention something? Also, this morning, we had a meeting with the executives from a top organization, one of the great organizations in Africa. And for the first part of the organization, of the meeting, it was all about high-tech requirements. You know, it was a pretty, not all that interesting, but it's an important thing. Then, Arden managed to bring in their whole vision of leadership and the dire need for quality, authentic leadership in the country. And the whole tone of the meeting changed. And suddenly, the executives concerned were fully on board. This bears out the tremendous power that a authentic vision has, that people sense and respond to. It seems to bring out the good in so many people. So this is what we see in your project as well, emphasizing the vision. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Louis. And I think just to add to that is, I think you're so right, because, you know, it's not just changed people's lives, like Martin and in the Valley and the DNA. It's also changed our personal lives. I mean, you guys, you know, I've learned a lot from you and Adrian when you did a leadership course with us. But, you know, it's changed our own lives, how we've changed and our outlook, and people are being fitter, and people have lost weight, and people get up early in the morning. And it's true what you say. You know, I think that just illustrates what you're saying.
Okay, now, I guess a question I have is, what's your dream and vision for this project? It's 10 years down the line. You kind of ask yourself, what more can you do? But because you don't want 5,000 CEOs doing this necessarily.
Yes.
It's a very almost niche, a high quality, penetrating kind of project. But what is your vision and your dream, Ursula? And when you talk to these guys, what do they wish you can achieve more?
You know, and it's funny that you asked that, because we actually, because it's our 10th tour, we thought, you know, we need to look at it and how are we going to make sure that this stays a sustainable tour. I mean, that's always important, that if anything changes, the market changes, it's tough times out there, you know, people aren't spending as much on the sponsorships. I mean, how are we going to make sure that Change a Life cycle tour can be sustainable? And we've been in very long discussions with some of our big corporates, some of our business leaders, to say, how are we going to do this? And we have to keep funding our projects and make sure that they've got enough. And what happens if we run out of money and we can't support them? So those are, it's a, like a little business. Mm. So my dream really is for Change of Life to be completely self-funded. I mean, you know, if you know that people give and you know that you've got long-term commitments and the guys are prepared to pay a little bit more, to give more to our projects. I mean, really, that's my dream, is to know that because at this stage, sorry, I forgot to say, Adrian, is that Computershare also does a little match with the entrance fee, and they've invested a lot of money in Change of Life, and it would be fantastic if we could, for our 10th year, be sustainable. We can stand on our own feet. We don't need funding from Computershare, and we can just still look after all our projects. That's really my dream.
Mm. All right, now, you probably didn't expect this question, but just your message to other corporates out there. What ensures a successful project of this kind? So if you had to have 3 to 5 key elements in running such a tight-knit, successful, controlled project that makes a difference and that's not just spending money blind, what would you say are some key pointers for them to consider?
You know, I think firstly, I mean, you need the support of the business. I mean, Stan has been absolutely phenomenal. He's backed me 100%. I think, and then the person who runs the project, I think it's like anything in business, that you have to be passionate about it and you have to believe in it. And then you need to drive it. And it's amazing when you've done 1 or 2 or 3, then people actually believe you and they know that they can invest their money in you because they know it will actually happen. So I think you have to have the drive. You have to be, and you must give up some of your own personal time. You know, Adrian, we always think we work from 8 to 5, and after 5, you know, we no longer belong to the company. But that's wrong. I mean, a lot of what we're building in Change of Life is what we do 5 o'clock in the morning when we get up on a Tuesday and Thursday morning. We all meet up, 30 of us. We cycle 40 kilometers. We have a cup of coffee at 6:45, and then we all break up and we go to our offices. So there's a lot of personal commitment involved as well. And I think if you're prepared to go that extra mile and really foster these relationships that you have and look after them and don't take them for granted. I mean, I just think everything just happens naturally.
So, Louis, just to end it off, I think if we listen to that, call it formula to run such a project successfully, well, you'll probably find that's a formula for running any team or business successfully.
Agree.
Yes.
And Ursula, I don't want to sound negative at all. That's not my nature. But people understand to build something worthwhile takes a great deal of sacrifice, and you make it sound full, but fulsome. But Arlene, I know the work that goes into fashioning and building a project of this nature. It's just worthwhile doing it. But people shouldn't think just by getting some funding it happened. It takes all the attributes that you and Arlene have discussed now. So it really is worth the effort, but it takes a price. And that means it must be done with passion and with commitment. Thank you, Ursula.
Thank you, Louis. Thank you.
Ursula Deploy, Sales and Marketing Director, Computershare, and founder of Change of Life South Africa. Well done. We wish you well with this project. Of course, in your business as well. That business has been around for long. But being a founder of Change of Life SA, we hope you achieve your vision and your goal, your dream, and that you create even more movement, especially with those leaders around you. And thank you for that example of a project that started small, but with passion and commitment and vision and drive and loyalty and everything else. It's just, I know that it's part of your life, and that has certainly been one of the success factors. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Adrian.
All the best with Argus.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk again soon. Bye bye.
Bye-bye, Adrian. Thank you. Thank you, Louis.
Thank you, Jon. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful leader, and also so close to Women's Day. And up next, just stay tuned. It's our Business Masterclass on Cliffs Central. Great being with you as usual. Cheers, everyone. CliffCentral.com.